I'm Alex Jensen, and welcome into Gales Rewind. Let's take a look at the last week in St. Mary's basketball. The Gales split a pair of games over the past week, beating San Diego on the road on Thursday and falling to Gonzaga at home in Moraga on Saturday. Let's start on Thursday, when St. Mary's escaped San Diego, taking hold late in the game on their way to a 66-60 victory over the Toreros. And the Gales got off to a good start on Thursday, jumping to a 12-4 lead in the opening minutes.
Perimeter, a fresh 20 for the Gales. Spins off man, drives right baseline, leaves it for Fotu on a one-hand bounce pass, and Fotu goes up and scores low left, and the Gales are on the board first. It's 2-0 St. Mary's. Pass, another turnover. Hartfield threw into the hands of Fotu. Gales on the run. Here's Fitz rising for the one-hand jam in transition over Humphrey. Soaring through the air, Malik Fitz gets the dunk in transition. Man, he is some kind of specimen in the open floor. Hands off to Ford on the right side. Turns the corner with the left hand. Rises up for a floater from the center of the key and swishes it home. Jordan Ford's first field goal tonight on the baseline. Gives to Dukas in the corner. Dukas with a drive, making his way across the paint up with the inside hand and floats it home.
But then as the Gales went cold, San Diego offered a response on their home floor, mounting a 15-5 run to take their first lead of the ball game.
Left hand to the foul line. Turning the corner, jump stop in the lane, kicks out. And Rodriguez will fire away from the right side and hit a three. Inside, Masalski turns and faces on Menzies. Shot fake now, backing down on the baseline. Reverse lay-in, somehow he gets the angle off the window to spin it home. Left-hand drive right to the 10, blocked from behind by Masalski. Rebound to Sullivan. Sullivan into the front court, goes to the 10, coast to coast for the lay-in. 11-4, San Diego run. And Sullivan brings the Toreros to within one. Sends it out to the left corner. Hartfield drives baseline, bullies Johnson to the rim and lays it in. And San Diego is back, is on top, I should say, for the first time.
A slow offensive first half it was for both teams, as San Diego held St. Mary's to just 32% from the field. Gales assistant coach Marcus Schroeder and guard Jordan Ford on the Torero defense.
They do a really good job defensively, I mean, and they have a good interior presence, and you know, we got some good shots, you know, in the paint, you know, but when you got a 6'11 guy kind of lurking at all times, you know, it's a little hard to make that shot. So yeah, you got to give them a lot of credit. They are good defensively, and I don't think their numbers totally say that, but they are. You know, at the same time, we missed some open ones, and you know, I think if you continue to play right offensively, the percentages will play out. Second half, we shot 50% from the field, and that's better.
Yeah, this team's really good defensively. They got good length and good size, and you know, it just shows you that you got to bring it every night in the WCC. I don't know, we came out all right, but then, you know, we got into a stretch where we weren't really scoring. We got away from what was working, putting the ball in the post and playing splits. So I think that was really effective against a good defensive San Diego team.
At the end of that first half, though, Jordan Ford gave the Gales a lift and a two-point lead heading into the break, sparking a 9-2 St. Mary's run that spanned halftime.
In the first half, Ford left-hand drive in traffic, goes up and under three Toreros and scores at the 10. Bounce past the post, back to the basket, left baseline. Here's Bowen, hits a back cutter. It's Fitz, and he goes up for a two-hand jam. Fitz, one dribble, now feeds the post to Bowen. Back to the basket. On Floresca, hits a back cutter. It's Ford right to the rim with a right-hand lay-in. Ford left-hand drive, met by Humphrey there. Kicks out to Krebs, wide open straight away, and he hits a three. Finally, the Gales get a three. Almost 23 minutes into the ball game, and a timeout taken by Sam Scholl.
The triple from Tanner Krebs to end the St. Mary's run was the Gales' only three of the ball game, a season low for the nation's top three-point shooting team, Ford and Schroeder, on the Gales' three-point shooting night.
I feel like we got some good looks offensively on the three-point line, if I remember correctly. Shots just, you know, weren't falling for us today.
Yeah, I think the way they guard us is they play a little more attached to kind of the three guys that are maybe not in the pick and roll. I think that's something that they do that, you know, takes us off the three a tad bit. We feel that if we continue to get good threes, which I thought we did in the first half, again, the percentage will play themselves out, and they try to take you off the three. A lot of teams try to do that nowadays.
But once again, as the Gales went cold, San Diego went on another run, this time taking the lead and extending it to their biggest of the contest.
Left off a screen with 15 to shoot, pulls up for three straight away. Front iron miss and the tip dunk for Masalski. Hartfield again, he's going to take Ford inside, lost the dribble, recovers on the box, back to the basket, goes up, pushes it home, and San Diego is on top 40-39. Chased by Krebs, back to Calcaterra, dribbling to the foul line, lobs for Masalski, scores at the 10. Nice play. Masalski has had his way inside. He's got 10 points now. Feels like it's going to come down to the final minutes. Back cut by Calcaterra. Got behind Ford. Got a feed. Goes up and scores. And Randy Bennett needs a timeout. Gales trail by 5 to San Diego.
Providing the scoring during the St. Mary's offensive lull in the middle of the second half was Malik Fitz, who scored 13 of his 17 points during the final 20 minutes, including some in highlight reel fashion.
Hands to Krebs. Krebs skips it for Fitz in the right angle. Fitz crosses over, left-hand drive inside, goes up! He scores it and he's fouled! Shoveling to Fitz now is Cousy. Fitz drives with the right hand! He hammers it home on Yawen Masalski and he's fouled! Oh my goodness! That is a highlight reel and one. A Lookout Sports Center tonight, and there's no choice but to make that our Scott Seafood freshest play of the game. 10 to shoot. Fitz makes a move with the left hand inside on Floresca. He's fouled and count the bucket. Malik Fitz, another and one. Bumped by Floresca, fading to his left, throwing it off the window and in. And Malik Fitz puts the Gales back on top and a chance for three.
Marcus Schroeder weighs in on the boost Fitz gave the Gales offense down the stretch.
He's a good athlete. He's a good talent. He really is. He's a good player. But yeah, no, he really gave us a huge lift. I mean, he had 17 points. He didn't make a three. And he had 14 rebounds. So he obviously was pretty dialed in, and he gave us a huge lift. And you, that's kind of what you need. You need your better, you know, you need your guys. You need your guys that you're kind of counting on, your starters, to come up big on the road.
Fast forward now to crunch time, and under the four-minute mark was St. Mary's trailing by one. And it was the Gales making the plays down the stretch, with Ford ultimately providing the dagger with less than 25 seconds left.
Weaves his way to the foul line, hesitation move, rises up, right-hand banker from the right lane line is up and good. And puts the Gales back on top by one. 3.5 minutes to go. Good defense by Tommy, and Cousy grabs the rebound. Nolik pass to Fotu running the floor, who lays it in with the right hand. Big play as Tommy Cousy fed Dan Fotu running the floor to put the Gales up by six. Ford angles right with the dribble, middle of the floor. Takes it left off the screen, trying to turn the corner with the left hand. Hesitation move with three to shoot. Man falls over, rises up, open a footer. He switches it home with 24.9 to go.
Ford relives the play while Schroeder gives his thoughts on the Gales' leading score.
We're just trying to get a good look, so we swung it a little bit. Tried to get me into an on ball, and once I figured out the on ball wasn't going to work out, you know, I tried to take him one-on-one, and I felt some pressing up on me. I thought it could have been called a foul, but since I felt him pressing up on me, I knew I was going to be able to switch directions and give him a little off arm, not like push off, but you know, just a little touch that I'll use his momentum against him, and it ended up working out for me.
Just he's kind of got that it factor in the sense of like he can hit a big shot, and he believes in himself, and he believes in himself because he's put the work in. He's made so many big plays over his career. He's just got it. He's worked really hard to get that. So he's awesome.
With stops and free throws, St. Mary's gave themselves enough breathing room to close out the Toreros at Jenny Craig Pavilion.
Front court Sullivan will take a meaningless three at the buzzer that he misses, and that will be that. The Gales trailing by one with 4:43 to go. Go on a 12-4 run to end the contest and escape, reaching the 20-win mark for the 13th consecutive year, and they beat San Diego by the final of 66-60.
As you heard in the final seconds, the win on Thursday was the Gales' 20th of the season, a plateau they reached for the 13th consecutive year. Ford comments on the milestone, while Schroeder gives his thoughts on the win.
It just shows the culture that we have, just a winning culture, and I think it shows how tight the program is as a whole, because you got to have a tight team year after year. And Coach Bennett has done a really good job of putting good guys and good players together on the team.
A lot of gut checks in this game, and we just kind of kept battling. And we got to play better, obviously. But I guess what the positives out of it is, obviously, we kept our composure and we finished the game. That's the positive one. And then two, we were good enough defensively to get it done. And we, you know, when you hold a team to 60 points, I don't know, you usually win those games. So our defense was good enough to win the game, which is good, you know, and that's those are the two positives. Obviously, we got to play a little bit better offensively, but we played fairly decent offensively, just didn't make shots.
So now on to Saturday in Moraga, and a showdown with the second-ranked and first-place Gonzaga Bulldogs, a game that got away from the Gales early in a 90-60 loss to their hated rivals from Spokane. Let's get started with the opening minutes, and St. Mary's trading buckets with the Zags to open the ballgame.
Very difficult. Here's a right-hand drive for Ford. Rises up and floats it in from the right lane line. Over a contesting Kotrashev there. Floats it downstairs to Fitz on the left baseline. Wants to go to work on Woolridge. Jump stop the lane. Up with the right-hand hook. Easy money for Malik Fitz.
But shortly thereafter, the Zags drop the hammer, going on a 22-2 run over a 7-minute stretch to blow this one open in the first half, en route to a 25-point Gale deficit at the break.
With the right hand to the free throw line. Bounce it downstairs to Timmy. Goes up, scores low right, and he's fouled by Aaron Menzies. Another and one for Gonzaga as Timmy gets the lay-in to go. Gilder takes the dribble top of the key. Bounce pass to the post. Here's Timmy going up on Bowen and scoring low left. Gonzaga has started the game 7 of 8. Here come the Zags. Gilder wants to run left to right. Inside, kick out to Kispert for a corner three. And Randy Bennett needs a timeout.
Yeah, they are so good in filling the lanes, reading the openings, and finding the open man for the knockdown three.
Defended by Krebs. Drives right lane line. Kicks out to Tilly for a left wing three. Another one for Gonzaga. They're 9 of 10. Drive hits a back cutter. That's Dukas. Rises up right baseline. Lost the basketball. Loose ball on the floor. Another run out for the Zags. Gilder on the right side. Up with the right hand. Lays it in.
Got to take a timeout. It's getting out of hand.
27-12, and Randy Bennett needs another timeout. Yeah, he gives near side to Woolridge. Sprinting into the front court. Stops right. Foul line extended. Penetrate. Kick out. Tilly for three. He got another one. It is 30-12. The rebounding advantage for the Zags. Gilder, Euro step to the rim. Goes up left hand. Flips it in. Gonzaga is 13 of 14, 32-12. Kispert hits a jumper from the left baseline off the catch. Well contested there by Krebs, but the Zags, Dave, have just gotten into a rhythm. 34-12.
14 of 15, this is insane.
Marcus Schroeder gives his thoughts on what keyed the long Gonzaga run, while head coach Randy Bennett reacts to the Gales' first half.
I think we just had a couple bad turnovers that led to transition, and that's what gets them going. And, you know, I mean, we turned it over. I think two or three turnovers, and then we couldn't really stop them the whole game. I mean, so we got to be better than that, obviously. They might score. They have good offensive personnel. They hit some shots. You know, we didn't hit some shots that maybe we would hit, you know, and that can happen. But the ones you don't want to give up are the ones where you turn it over and they hit a layup. You know, those are unforced errors, and give them credit. Maybe their defense had something to do with that, but that was that thing that sparked the run. There's no question.
We just didn't play well. Didn't play well, and they did play well, but you know you're playing against a good team. They're going to play well. They've lost one game all year. They're going to play well. That's why they don't lose. They bring it every night. It's always, coaching-wise, we got to have a better game plan on getting them ready to play, but we should never be down 25 to anybody in a half. You're just not ready for, you know, you're not ready for the competition that you're about to engage in. Doesn't mean you're not excited to play. You're not ready for the battle that you have to be ready for. And that's being good. That's a good team. You're always ready for that. You're always ready to fight the fight when they're good. They're going to take things away from you. They're going to make you go to plan B and plan C. There was no resistance on our part.
In the second half, the Gales showed some fight, going on a 10-2 run to get back to within 17.
Ford, the man on his hip, steps back, takes a three off the dribble straight away, knocks it down. Gales finally get a three, 59-37. Hoosie in for the rebound. He wants to run, gets the foul line, throws to the corner. Dukas will launch and hit a three.
That's his spot. And Few, feeling the momentum shifting a little bit, needs to reorganize.
So Mark Few takes a timeout now. Gives to Krebs, top of the key left. Jab step left, drives right on Kispert, rises, hangs, and hits off the window.
Wow.
Tough shot.
Yeah, letting Kispert fly by.
15 to shoot. Ford, shot fake, steps into the paint and floats it home.
Whoa, big time Euro step for Ford.
But Gales now within 17.
Schroeder on the Gales effort after halftime.
You know, I think in the first half we got on our heels a little bit and weren't in attack mode and kind of, I think in the second half, I mean, I think we just played harder, honestly. I mean, it's sometimes it's just that, you know, you can scheme all you want. You can do, you know, make all these different adjustments and all that. But at the end of the day, you just got to be tough and play hard. And I think we did that in the second half, did a better job of that in the second half. And that's why you saw us play a little bit better.
But the Zags would answer, this time with a 16-4 run to put the ball game away midway through half number two.
Bounce pass to the post. Timmy might have got away with the travel there. Back to the basket on Bowen. Spins baseline, goes up, scores, and he's fouled. Tilly top of the key. One-hand pass right side to Woolridge. He'll take it middle, turn the corner with the left hand, goes up and under Bowen. He scores, and he's fouled. Woolridge will go to the line, chance for another Gonzaga three-point play. Guarded by Tilly, throws over the head pass downstairs to Krebs. Bad pass picked off by Gilder. Gilder wants to run. Lob into the front court for Woolridge, who lays it in. 69-46.
Just when there's a glimmer of hope, the Zags drop the hammer.
In the first half, Ford lost the dribble, double-teamed, an easy steal for Woolridge. Another run out for the Zags. Woolridge scores with the right hand. 11:28 to go, and Gonzaga all of a sudden is back up by 25.
And Gonzaga would hold their large margin through the final horn, putting the finishing touches on the Gales' biggest home loss under Randy Bennett.
The ball comes into Langle, just have to break the timeline, and that is going to do it. The Gonzaga fans on hand rise to their feet, and this is a disheartening loss for the Gales, Dave, as Mark Few and Randy Bennett share a handshake at center court. And that is the final. 90-60, the final.
After the ball game, Randy Bennett and Marcus Schroeder reflect on the loss and offer their thoughts on how the Gales move forward.
You wouldn't tell me the game was going to go like that. No way. And it shouldn't. But it did. So I don't know why. But we didn't play well at San Diego either. Long season. Good teams find a way. You know, that's the way it is. This time of year, it's tough. And I've had a lot of teams go through it. Well, you got to be tough. Your leadership's got to be nails. It's going to be tough. So when it's tough, you got to do the little things, the gritty things, and we didn't.
I think our guys are extremely resilient, and we lost tonight. We got beat pretty good, and we got to get back to the drawing board and get better. And I think we went through it a couple, three, 4 weeks ago. We lost to Santa Clara here at home, and we had a bye week. And this, you know, we got a bye week, and it in some way sucks because you want to go out there and play again tomorrow and kind of get that taste out of your mouth. But at the same time, we got to, you know, we don't play again until next Saturday, and we got some time to get better. And we'll get after it this week, and our guys will respond.
So the Gales, now 20-6 overall and sitting in third place in the West Coast Conference at 7-4, will play only on Saturday this week, looking to avenge an earlier season loss to the Pacific Tigers, but this time at home at University Credit Union Pavilion in Moraga. Tickets for this and all games are available at smcgales.com. Until then, I'm Alex Jensen, and you've been listening to Gales Rewind.